Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. We're beginning, inshallah, right away. We have the world at that period of time when the Mongols or the terror, when they emerged. That year was when they started, when they were established, it was 603 of Hijrah. 603 of Hijrah. And I will keep most of the time mentioning the Hijri date, because this is actually our calendar. For Muslims, we should keep track always of Hijri calendar. And even nowadays, there are calls to make the official calendar is the lunar calendar by non-Muslims. They are trying to do that. And we are still fighting what day is Ramadan and what day is the Eid. Anyways, 603 of Hijrah corresponds to 1206 of the common era. Okay? Keep that, and it's mentioned also in the book. You will see the dates most of the time mentioning both. So if I mention the date in Hijri, you can, inshallah, convert that to the Gregorian calendar. Inshallah. So, now, what was taking place at that time? At the beginning of the 7th century of the Hijri calendar, what was taking place? What was the world? What did it look like? You see the map. This is the map. And these are states. Quick look at the map. Now, here, India, at that time, it was a Muslim land. It was ruled by the rulers from the family of the Ghuri. Ghuriyin, that's what they call, what we call them in Arabic. This is the area. Here, almost from here, all the way until this green color. All that area is also ruled by Muslims. Al-Dawla al-Khawarizmiya. The state of Khawarizm. Khawarizm Shah. Okay, that's the area. From here all the way here. Then we have this area, also ruled by Muslims. There is a strip here in Iran. There is a strip. At that time was ruled by the Ismailis. You know the sect, the Ismaili sect from the Shia? They are extremist ones, the Ismailis. Taif al-Ismailiyya. They were here. That's what the Abbasids ruled. Here, only here. Now, I want you to go to page 8. Here. Just quickly. Now, this says, this is the Muslim world. That was all Muslims. That is correct. That is correct. But was it one state? No. And that was the problem. That was the problem. This was the Muslim world. Actually, even here, at that time, Spain, Al-Andalus, it was Muslim. But was it like this, sounding like it's one state? No, it was not. That's how it was divided. Many states. And again, put that in perspective. Now, if we wanted to highlight, back to page 8, in the world. Let's highlight, let's think. You have the map in front of you on page 8. Where can we put the colors for the Muslim land? Is it larger than what we see on the 7th century or smaller? You tell me nowadays, do we have more Muslims, more land or less land? Less? Why less? What about Africa? Malaysia, Indonesia? Let's say equal. How about that? Let's say equal. Almost the same. Right? Almost the same. Let's say the same. Are we united? No, we are not. So, who knows, after 500 years, someone will come here and talk about what happened 500 years ago, where Muslims, just like what we are studying now, the same thing. So we don't want to repeat the same mistakes. This is inshallah a step towards the unity of the Muslim Ummah. So let's take a detailed look at the world at that time. We have the Abbasid Caliphate, Al-Khilafah Al-Abbasiyah, Al-Dawla Al-Abbasiyah, which was officially the rulers of all Muslims. There can be only one Khalifa. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. When people give pledge to a ruler, if another ruler comes, you kill him. And look at the expression of the Prophet ﷺ. You kill him. You don't just tell him, please step aside, please don't... You kill him. Why? Because Muslims, they have to be united. So there was only one Khalifa, which is Al-Khalifa Al-Abbasi. Now, we're talking about year 600 of Hijrah. That Khilafah, when did it start? That state. It started at year 132 of Hijrah. 132. So, we're talking about approximately 500 years. Half a century. A state that was stagnant, that was not moving. At times it was strong, at other times it was weak. Here, at that time, it was almost dying after 500 years. However, these 500 years, they carried a lot of history, a lot of reputation. And it was only a name. Khilaf al-Abbasi, it was only a name. As I told you, you see on the map, where is really the power of the Khalifa? It was only Baghdad and around Baghdad. That's it. That's it. Now, it's even smaller than Iraq in our time now. But they were considered officially the rulers of the Muslims. Now, what led to the weakness of this Khilafah? Actually, studying the Khilafah itself needs a separate course. Khilafah al-Abbasiyah and Khilafah al-Umuwiyah. Are you aware of the history of the Khilafah, Abbasiyah and Umayyah, just generally? Do you know how many Khulafa, for instance, were there in the Abbasi dynasty? Because scholars, historians, they divided generally to two periods of time. One period, the period of strength. The period of strength of Al-Khilafah al-Abbasiyah. And then the period of weakness. That period of weakness started almost from the year 300. Where the military leaders, they were the actual leaders. And then after that, another term of weakness as well. So we are witnessing now the very ending days of Al-Khilafah Al-Abbasiyah. Before it, there was Khilafah Al-Umayyah. I'm giving you just a brief history before what took place here. Khilafah Al-Umayyah, do you know how many Khalifas there were in the Khilafah Al-Umayyah? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Al-Khilafah Tuba'di Arba'un, 40 years. 40 years of, 30 years. 30 years of rulership, according to the Sunnah. Then it will be mulk, kingship. That kingship started with Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. The scholars mentioned the four Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, radiallahu anhu. But there is a fifth one, Al-Hassan ibn Ali, radiallahu anhu. He was for 6 months. So you look at it, it ends exactly at the year 40 when Al-Hassan radiallahu anhu, he stepped down and he gave the pledge to Muawiyah for the sake of uniting the Muslim Ummah. And from that time, a new era begins, which is Al-Khilaf al-Umayyah, until year 132. So year 132, there was the revolution of the Abbasids and they became the Khulafa. The first one is Abu Abdullah As-Saffah, until the last one that we will see in the year 656 of Hijrah. Less than 50 years after that. We're talking about now year 610, year 6. That's what's taking place. What was the situation now? Again, here we have Muslims ruling. Here we have different Muslims ruling. Here we have different Muslims ruling. And here we have different Muslims also ruling. What was it like for each ruler? Let's begin with the Khalifa himself, Al-Khalifa Al-Abbasi. Now, as a ruler, what is your primary job as a ruler? Imam Al-Mawardi, rahimahullah, he has a beautiful book, Al-Ahkam Al-Sultaniyah. The Ordinances of Government. Very beautiful book. It's translated to English. He talks about the issue of rulership, the kingship, the bay'ah, the pledge of allegiance, and so on and so forth. The first and very most important job for the Khalifa is to ensure that Islam is implemented, that the Muslim Ummah is protected. That's the very first job. But was that the case at this time? No, it was not. Mostly the Khalifa at that time, he cared about his own whims and desires. Yes. Al-Imam al-Mawardi. Imam Mawardi is a famous scholar of the Shafi'i school of thought. He died in the year 450 of Hijrah. And he witnessed actually the era of weakness. At his time it was weakness. But he was sent a lot. When he talked, the beauty about this book is that he's talking about things that he's seeing that they were not supposed to be. The Khalifa at that time was weak. The Khalifa himself used to send him on delegations as a representative of him to negotiate with rulers, with crusaders, and so on and so forth. So he wrote his book. Imam Mawardi has a beautiful story. I don't want to go a lot away from the course. All his books were buried. He did not publish any of his books. He was afraid that he might have been doing that as of showing off. He told his best friend on the deathbed, if I squeezed your hand, then publish my books. If I did not, then don't publish anything. He was waiting to see how he will end. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from him, then he wanted his books to be published. So his friend says, he squeezed hard on my hand, so the books were published. This is just an example of the scholars at that time, subhanAllah. Anyways, so the Abbasi Khalifa, instead of looking after his subject, making sure that he's providing them the best he could, he was looking for his own benefits. One amazing story, unbelievable. You read the book, like the book of Ibn al-Athir, Rahimullah al-Kamil, Fi al-Tarikh, The Perfect. I don't know if it's translated to English or no. Or the other book for Ibn Kathir, Rahimullah al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya. I'm sure it is translated to English. Just go back 50 years ago, from year 500 and on. Read about the Khulafa. One incident, only one incident in the book of Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah. The sons of the Khulafa, the Khalifa, four sons, there was a celebration in the entire city of Baghdad for 7 days. Why? Because they were circumcised. You see how much details were given for such an insignificant incident that is useless for the people. And they say that the zina, the adornment of the houses and the palace and money was given for what? For this incident? Someone who does that, at least, he should be doing 10 times more to secure the borders for the Muslims. But it was only about me, about securing my kingship, about guaranteeing that after I die, who will rule? My son and my family. Now, isn't that what's taking place nowadays? Even in the Muslim countries that they say they are, there is democracy there. Even the countries that they are not ruled by the monarchy, by the royals and the families, it's ruled by election. How it is election and you see the son is coming after his father? Well, America is no better. The father came and then the son came. And it is democracy. That's what they say. So, this was taking place. Now, how about the western side? Now, we talked about the eastern side here. How about this western side here? You see that strip, the coastal side? All that is ruled by Christians, not Muslims. That strip was ruled by Christians, like Saida, Akka. All these were ruled by Christians. Now we're talking about the beginning of the 7th century. If you have knowledge of history, if you go back 50 years ago, like in the year 583, an important battle took place. Does anyone know what was it? 583. Exactly. Who said Hattin? Yes. It's Hattin. Who was the Muslim leader? Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi. Salah al-Din, he united that entire region with Egypt. It was the strongest state. It was even stronger than Baghdad. Baghdad was nothing. As a city, it was very strong. But the Khalifa, he was only a name. But even Salah al-Din, he considered himself deputy of the Khalifa in that region. So, this country, Bilad al-Sham, as we call them, and Egypt, they were united. That was 583 of Hijra. 9 years later, 591, another victory for Muslims took place in another part of the world, in Al-Andalus. Ma'rakat Al-Arak. And this is coming, inshallah, in the second course about Al-Andalus, the details of that period of time. Now, why I'm mentioning this about Salah al-Din? Because after the death of Salah al-Din, who ruled Egypt and Bilad al-Sham? The children of, yes, his sons. Now, were they united? No. Immediately, the countries were divided. Egypt was separated. Hims, until now, it's a small city. Almost less than a million people there. But it was separate state. Halab, it was separate. Al-Sham, Damascus, it was separate. Now we have three different states, which was part of a state that is united with Egypt. You see how much division we are having in the Muslim land in such short period of time? Less than 50 years ago, or even 25 years ago, it was big state, very strong state. Even Salah al-Din, rahimahullah, he could not liberate those cities there. Sayda and Akka, they were occupied by the Crusaders. Those coastal cities. So, that's what was taking place at this time. Africa, obviously, it was under the, after Egypt, Egypt was ruled by the Mamluks, and we will talk about that, inshallah, they are coming. After Egypt, that region, until Al-Andalus, it was ruled by Al-Dawla, Dawlat Al-Muwahideen, Dawlat Al-Muwahideen. And again, it was almost dying and disintegrating at that time. So, was there a strong country, a strong Muslim leadership? No, there was none. And subhanAllah, that is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brother earlier mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends some people against some people. I am tough guy, then there is another one that fights. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe that's a mercy. When people are not qualified to serve the religion, they will be taken away. Why even you deserve to live? Allah will bring better people that will implement His commands.